Kirbo, say hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Zion, and we're here on Zion Amud Aleph. We are a couple lines down. We didn't really finish. Probably should have gone a couple more lines yesterday, but we had already hit Zion Amud Aleph, so I wanted to stop it. Either way, we're just finishing up the sugya of Tekva Kohen, and then we're going to get into some other topics. Basically, if you're three lines down in Zion and Aleph, I'm a layer of Achami Difti La Ravina. Basically, if you remember yesterday, we quoted as a proof, quoted as a proof for Rabbah. Rabbah had said that Tekva Kohen Motziyim Miyodo, that if a Kohen were to take a Safek Bechor, which, right, he's entitled to the Bechor, but this one's a Safek. So the Kohen would take it. Right, so the question is, do we take it out of his hands or not? Because usually we say that if a guy's holding something, right, a motzim mechavel levaraya. So Rabbi had said that we do motzim miyado, and we proved it from a case of sfeikos nechnasin ladir lis aser. If you have animals that have a suffix in terms of their status, do they go into, right, are they counted amongst the animals from Meister Behema? Because obviously an animal that a Kohen owns, you're not going to count from Meister Behema. So we're just going to finish up and just kind of just define what type of sfeikos we're talking about, and then we'll ferry off into other topics. My sfeikos. What kind of sfeikos? What kind of animals that were a suffix that we said, nechnas and ladir, that go and they are, you take Trumas Maestro for them. Ilim is Suffolk Bechoros. If you're telling me it's a Suffolk, whether it's a Bechor, and that is, again, that is something that belongs to the ghost of the Kohen. Pasuk says, yeah, Kodesh Amarachmanov, look for Shekvar Kodosh, meaning that is a Pasuk by Maestro Behema, and the tenth, meaning that every tenth animal should be Kodesh, i.e., implying that they weren't Kodesh already. We know that a Bechor of an animal, it goes to the Kohen, it already has Kedusha. Right, it's Kadosh Merechem. So Ella, it must be that Suffolk Pidyon Petr Chamor. It must be it's a Suffolk for a sheep that was used to redeem the firstborn, right, of a donkey. And again, the firstborn of a donkey is redeemed with a sheep. You're not allowed to work it unless you do that. So again, we're talking about a Suffolk, we're not an animal that we're not sure, right, if it was used to redeem a firstborn. Firstborn donkey, Ukir Rav Nachman, and it's like Rav Nachman, Damar Rav Nachman, Amarav Baravua, Yisal Sheish Bo Asara Safek, Petire Chamor, Bezok Bezo, right, Mafresh Aleim Asara Sayin, Umasin Vein Shalom. That if a person has 10 Safek Petr Chamor, Safek firstborn Chamors, meaning, so what does he have? He's not allowed to work them because they're Safek, right? So what does he do? He simply, right, is pod to them for 10 different animals, and then, right, he takes Jumaiser on the animals, since the animals are not Kadosh, right, it's not, there's no Kedusha there, so the sheep, so then he takes Jumas Meiser, not Jumas Meiser, then he takes Meiser Behema, right, and then, right, he gets to keep the sheep, right, there's no way that the animal, that the Kohen could prove through, that, again, if it's a Suffolk, that the donkeys are Kadosh, are Bechors, so the animal, the Kohen could not prove that the sheep belongs to him, so what does he do? He does, he sets aside 10 sheep, right, takes Meiser Behema, and then he gets to keep the rest of them. Okay. Now, yesterday we mentioned a case where two guys are fighting over a bathhouse, right, over a merchatz, and we didn't really come to, we didn't mention it, I don't think, at the time, but we didn't really come to a conclusion. So the Gemara wants to know, my havilo de mesuzah, what happened? What's a psak? Again, if you remember yesterday, right, two guys are fighting over a mesuzah, over a merchatz, a bathhouse. One of them, right, in the course of the fight, one of them is makdashit. So is it kadosh or not? So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring your proof. Damar Rebbechi bar Avin, Rebbechi bar Avin says, Hava uvda beir Rav Chisda. Right, there was a story that by Rav Chisda beir Rav Huna, and Rav Chisda brought it to Rav Huna, upashta mihadam Rav Nachman. And they answered it from Rav Nachman's Shita, right, that says, Kol moment she'in yochol lehotzi b'dayanim hikdisho eino kadosh. That if any money that you can't get through Beis Din, meaning any money or any items and property that you could not successfully defend your ownership of it in Beis Din or claim your ownership in Beis Din, hegdisho eno kadosh. That shows you don't own it, and therefore if you're makdish it, right, then it is not kadosh. Now, the implication is, ha'yochol lo tziyo v'dayonim, right, hegdisho kadosh. The implication is that if you could get it from Beis Din, then you could be makdish it, afal gav delo afke, even if you didn't yet get it through that process, meaning if it's still by the other guy. But is that really true? Rav Amar Rav Yochanan Rav Yochanan says, Gozov lo nishayu shu bailim. If someone stole something, right, and the owner did not have yeyush, right, so then it still belongs to him, right? Shnei men yuchol hakdisho, right? Neither of them can be makdishit. Zeh lefishenu shalov, v'zeh lefishenu b'shuso. The ganav, because it's not his, right, and the owner, because it's not in his reshus. You need both of those, right? Now, the guy who had his watch stolen, right, he could take the guy to Beis Din, right, and get his watch back. But Rabbi Yochanan says he's not allowed to be makdishit because it's not in his reshus, And that seems to be against the implication of the brisa we just said. Right? The brisa we just said seems to imply that you can get it through Beis Din, you can be makdish it. So Gemara says, "Mi suvers b'masuzah metaltel l'maskinon." No, so Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a watch, metaltel, and something that's movable. So that's, but masuzah, we're not talking about that. Masuzah mikarka l'maskinon. We're not talking about a bath, literally a bath that's movable. Right? We're talking about a bath in the ground. Right, like a mikvah or a pool or whatever. Because so therefore it's always there. I mean, it's always in your rishus. Even it hasn't moved, even though someone stole it and is charging rent or whatever. So still, if you can get it through Beis Din, so then it's there. And the chora that's been in your rishus the entire time, you could be makdish. Okay. Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava, Kamei de Rabbi Avo. Rav Tachlifa from Eretz Yisrael taught the following. By Rabbi Avo, Shneim Adukin Betalis. I'm sure we'll talk about why we changed the lashon over here. But two people who are holding on to talis, right? That's our case, right? Shneim Oksin. Good. So Zen Notel Ad Makom Sheyado Magas. Zen Notel Ad Makom Sheyado Magas. A little bit different. This price says that this one gets the part where his hand is holding, meaning as much as his hand gets, as far as his hand gets. Right, that's the part of the talis that he gets, and the other guy by the same halacha. I have a shar chog meshav, and the rest of it you split it right down the middle, split it equally. Mechaber Rabbi Avo b'shvuah, and Rabbi Avo just kind of mentioned, right, gestured, right, he has to do it b'shvuah. The Gemara says el masnisin. 1 second, so that's different than our Mishnah. Right, so forget the fact that it's adukin and oksin, but our Mishnah was different, right? The Katani the Palgi Be'adodi, or the Mishnah had said, right, that you just split it. But Katani didn't say anything about it. No tol ad shemakom sheyado magas. Right, so and our Mishnah didn't say anything about, depends on how far, how much of the talis he's holding. So what's the case? Right, obviously our Mishnah, they're holding onto it. Right, obviously at some point their hands go up the talis. So what's this case as opposed to the case in our Mishnah? Some Rav Papa, the Tfizi Bikar Kashta. Case is they're holding like the edges of it. Right, our talisim have these little. Right, to mimic the Kohen Gadol, some of them, right, have the little pamon v'ribon, right, at the edge of it, so they're holding the end of it, right, so l'chora, right, and that's, they're not holding any part of the talus, right, so that's what the Mishnah's talking about, but in a case where they're both holding, right, up until, I don't know, one quarter of the talus, sure enough, each one would get up to a quarter, and you would split the middle, the rest of it, right, in between. So Amar of Masharshi, and Masharshi says, Shmami, no, apparently, what do you see? That Ha Sudra, right, if you have a sudar, which is a handkerchief, right, that you're going to use to do a kinyan chalipin, right, that we do a kinyan chalipin in a bunch of cases. I don't know exactly how they used to do it, but certainly the one that comes to mind is by the Chiyus Chametz, that you pick up a chalipin to show your das, that you're going to be moser the chametz to the Rav, or be moser the Rav and give him permission to sell your chametz. Now, it's not exactly how they used to do it back in the day. When we talk about kinyan chalipin, right, in the Gemaras, in the Mishnah here, right, we're talking about it, we're trying to have some sort of change of ownership or transaction or whatever. So there's a kinyan chalipin to show that everybody's all good and focused on that, and then they agree. But what are we saying over here? We're saying that the kinyan chalipin, once the guy picked up a kinyan chalipin, came into Tavis Beis Shalosh HaShadosh Karina Beis Nasan L'Reyehu. The moment you pick up a place that's three tzrochim by three tzrochim, that's considered as if he gave it to the other guy. I mean, that's part of the kinyan chalipin process. Command the pozik dami vekani, and it's as if, right, again, the rest of it is cut off, and i.e., it's even though both of them, right, because what are we doing by kinyan sudar? One of them, one guy gives the other guy, right, his handkerchief, and the other guy picks it up and says, I agree. Meaning, it's machlokes, and they're showing him which way that is. but long story short, if both of them are holding on to it, right, and one guy just grabs some place that's 3x3, so that is that is good enough. Okay, Gemara says 1 second. But Maishna Amid Rav Chista. What's the difference between this and Rav Chista? Damar Rav Chista get biyado mashicha biyado miyachol lenatko v'lavu etzlo in a megureshes. Right, that Rav Chista taught about a get that if she's holding the get, but for whatever reason there's a string attached to the get, and the guy's got the string. Right, terrible. Like, since the imagery is so awful, right, that the guy's trying to yank the string back, right? Trying to yank the get back, right? Pull it out of her hands. But okay, but if for whatever reason that's what's going on, the guy's got the ability to yank the get back, so that doesn't work, right? If him love, but if not, meaning if he yanked on it and the string would fall off, right? So then Megureshes, then that does work. Right, so that goes against what we just said, right? We just telling me that it's not depending on what you, if he's holding it, right? That should be that he's still holding part of the get. So what do you mean? So the Gemara says no. Hasam krizis bina, because there, why do we there? We don't need just to give her. Meaning by kinyan chalipin, you give the guy something and he holds part of the handkerchief, and it's okay. So he is holding that part of the handkerchief, and that's fine. Right? But by kinyan, by a get though, right, if you remember, we need sefer krisus. Right? We need to actually sever, right, the marriage. So that hasam krisus beinan at valeka, right? You need to sever the marriage, and that's missing because he's still holding on to the get. I have a hacha, but over here, by case of giving the kinyan chalipin, so then nisina beinan veika, right? Veika, where there's all you have to do is the giving, right? And then sure enough, the guy's, you know, you've given it to him, he's holding on to it, and that's fine. Okay. Amar Rava, Rava says, if there's a talis muzhevis, if there's a talis that is gold, I can't tell if it's gold paneled or gold thread. Okay, either way, the talis is gold, so Cholkin, you split it. So the Gemara says, obviously, pshita, right? No kidding. So it doesn't matter what it's made out of. So the Gemara says, lo, it's not so obvious, because tshuka dehava bay mitzia. Really, there's a bit of gold right smack down the middle. So the Gemara says, well, how does that help? Right? Hanami pshita, that's obvious. Also obvious that you split it. So the Gemara says, lo, tshricha demikariv gabe dechad. Because it's not actually right down the middle, it's on the 3/4. Line of the talus, and one guy's got it on one side, one guy's got it on the other side, and the gold is closer to one guy than the other. As Mazatema, you might have thought, Amalei Polakachi. You might have said, okay, great. So one guy, right, the guy holding the talus closer to the gold, says, fantastic, split it down the middle. Right, and obviously, then he would get all of it. So Kamash Malan, therefore, Amalei, my chazit Polakachi. So the guy says, no, don't split it down the middle that way, split it down the middle, the other way, right, perpendicular, and that way everybody would get a half of the gold thread or strip or whatever. Tanabar with under by some. Shnaim adukim v'shtar. If two people are holding onto a shtar, not a talus, but a shtar, so malva omer shalihu v'naf almimeni, umetzosiv, right, the malva, the lender, says that, it was mine, and I fell, it fell, and I found it, and therefore, i.e., you still owe me the money. Valova omer shalchahu, the borrower says, yeah, it was yours, but I paid you back already, and i.e., you gave me the shtar back, and the shtar is really mine. Right, so, so Machlokes ben Rabbi and Rishon ben Gamliel, because I'll discuss how they could argue, because Rishon ben Gamliel was Rabbi's father. Okay, right, not supposed to contradict your father. Okay, does that apply by Torah? Okay, I don't know, good question, but that's already a discussion in the Achronim, etc. Anyway, so according to Rebbe, Yiskayim Hashtar B'chosma, you could be Mekayim the Shtar, right, through the Edim, through the signatures, and then Lechora the Malva can collect the Rebbe, but Rebbe Shem B'Gamliel, Omer Yachlok, Rebbe Shem B'Gamliel says, no, you split it, we'll see exactly what that means. Pashas just means that he can collect half of it. So Nafal Liad, so the Gemara says, Nafal Liad Dayan, if the Shtar fell to the judge, Lo Yotzi Olamas, you can never get it back from him. We'll also have to figure out what that means. We have a discussion what that means. Rabbi Yossi Omer Harei Ubeches Kaso. No, the shtar is still as is, even if the dayan, even if the judge now has it. So Amar Mar. So we said, hold on. Let's go back to what we just said. Right, Yiskayim Mashtar Bechosmav. Rabbi Shita was, again, if you have this shtar that they're both holding on to, you can bring the edim, and then he can collect. One second, v'gavile malva kule, does that mean the lender can get the entire amount of money? V'lesa the masnisin, what about Mishnah Moksin? What about our Mishnah? I have two people holding something, they split it. Right, why is that not different? So Amarava, why is it different over here? So Amarava, Amarav Nachman, but Makuyim Divrei Hakol Yocholoku. No, Enochinami. But if it's a shtar Makuyim, if it's a shtar that has been already verified, right, in Beis Din, that is a sort of like it's something called the henpeck, which basically is like I don't know if it was a stamp, but it was a declaration by Beis Din that this is a good shtar. So if that's true, so then everybody agrees, right, that Yachaloku, that you should split it. Ki pligi, I mean, just like our Mishnah says, right, ki pligi, the machlokus is b'she'ena makuyim. Now you have a shtar that's not been verified in Beis Din, so then what do you do? So Rebbe Zavar, Rebbe says, modu b'shtar shekasu tzarech l'kaimo. Right, even if the guy admits, right, that the shtar was written, right, you need tzarech l'kaimo, you need to ratify and that it was actually a legit star, and then we'll see exactly what it means in a second. But if it was a shtar makoyim, if it was in Beis Din, they ratified it in Beis Din, so then right, they would split it, meaning that they would split, right, he would collect half of it. If you lo makayim le, lo polig, did I skip a little bit? No, that's Rabbi Shita. Good. So if lo makayim, if it wasn't ratified in Beis Din, so then he would not split it. Meaning he doesn't. Meaning the lender can get nothing. So the Gemara says, "My time, huh? Right? Why? Even if the guy again, the guy who borrowed is admitting that the shtar is legit. So why do you have to get it legitimized, and ratified, and based in? It's because the Gemara says, "Chas be'almahu." No, it's just a piece of. Literally means a piece of pottery, but it's just a piece of pottery, right? Because man ka meshavile lahaystara lova mahaystara. Right? Who's the one who says this is a legit shtar? It's the lova. But hakamar the priya. But the lova, I mean, it's the borrower. But the borrower said he paid it already, right? So that doesn't mean that he's saying that the shtar is legit. So therefore, you have to legitimize, you have to ratify the shtar and based in. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Modi b'shtar shekasev v'inzarech lekaimo." He admits that it was written, so you don't have to get it ratified and based in and certified and based in. Why? Because afal gav de lo mekayim le, right, yachloku. And therefore, even though, right, he doesn't have it, right, he didn't go through that process of based in, so they should split it. Again, if the lo vez moda, right, that is a real star, so then he doesn't have to get it taken care of. Okay. Nafali adayin lo yotzio lamis, right, if for some reason the judge found the star, so then you can't get it out of there. It's maishnali adayin. Why does that matter? What's the difference now that the judge has the shtar? So Rabbi says, this is what it means. Acher. If someone else found a shtar, right, that was by a judge. What's the case? The cause of the henpek, and this is what we said before, right? The henpek, there is a ratification, right? A verification of the shtar. Lo yutzio alamis. You can never, right, take it from the guy who is. You can never take it from the guy who found this shtar, because he's not sure, right, where he got it from. Meaning, if the borrower, right, had it, so then it was paid back. If a lender had it, then it wasn't paid, since he can't prove. Right, so Rashi says over here, where is that? Yeah, achievo aleo. Right, you got to leave it. Right, or if there's edim, right, again, who saw who it fell by, because again, depending on who you give that back to, is going to indicate whether you can collect. That loan. Boya lo kaza behempek, and certainly if there is no ratification on the shtar, right, you can't give it back, right? The Maymar, you could say that kasav lovelos for lo lova, because maybe the borrower wrote it up, right, planning on borrowing the money, and then he never did. So therefore, you obviously can't give that back to the lender. Ela filu kasav behempek de mekuyam. So even if you have a hempek, a ratification, right, that the shtar is good. Lo yachzir the chashin lipiron, you can't give it back, right, to the lender, because we're nervous that maybe, right, the borrower paid the shtar off. The Gemara says, one second, Rabbi Yossi, Omar harehu bechazkaso, v'alo chashin lipiron. Rabbi Yossi says, right, that the shtar is, again, that's a quote, right, that harehu bechazkaso, that the shtar is like its chazaka, meaning we according to what we assumed it was, and we're not concerned that the loan was paid off. The Gemara says, one second, the Piron. The Gemara is going to work on this, and probably pretty much, I think, until the end of today's daf. Are we concerned that maybe, right, a borrower paid off the shtar? Says Rabbi Yossi, really not concerned that someone paid it off. Rabbi Atani would lend their price to a matzah shtar, but ksuva b'shuk. If you find a ksuva in the market, right, bizman shabal moda. If the baal is moda that he hasn't paid his ksuva yet, see actually elisha, you give it back to the wife, right? Ain't a baal moda if the husband doesn't admit, right? Meaning, i.e., he says that like he already paid it. So lo yachzir lo lezev lo lezet. Again, you can't give it back to either one of them, because again, it's a suffix. Right? It's similar to a shtar we found before, and you leave it until they're edim or elio, and if he comes or whatever. Rabbi Yossi Omer, and this is the kicker. Rabbi Yossi says, if she's still married, you give it back to the wife. Is armlo and is garsha, but if she was divorced, so lo yachzir lo lezev lo lezet. Right, again, because we're not sure, right, you can't give it back to either one, because we don't know if it was paid off. Maybe it was paid off. So that's against what Rabbi Yossi said before, that the shtar stays as it is, right, as a normal shtar, and therefore you can give it back to the lender. Here we're saying we're nervous, right, that maybe the husband paid off the shtar. Gemara says a couple possibilities how to answer this stira. Gemara says, first of all, epoch. Yes, you got to switch it up. Got to switch up. And nafal liyadayin v'loyotzi olamas tiv Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that we're concerned for a payment, and therefore that you can't give it back to anybody. The chachamim are the ones who say harei because kaso, that the shtar is still legit and you can give it back to the lender. Gemara says, yihachi kashi rabbanon ad rabbanon. Well, what do you mean? That doesn't help us, because now you have a stira from the rabbanon onto this brisa, onto the Tanakama. Right, that you're not allowed to give it back. When it says shtark suba by kula Rabbi Yossi, you know, so you could say, to answer that up, you could say that this second brisa is all of it, right, is Rabbi Yossi's Shita, because you're a Mechzera, and we're missing some words, the Hachi Ketani. This is what we should say, that in a Baal Moda, if the husband doesn't admit that he paid it already, meaning that he thinks that it's, that he, you know, that it is paid, so lo yachzer lo lezeh lo lezeh, right, you don't give it back to anybody. B'medvar amurim, what is that? Shenis armlo neskarsha, if they're divorced, if the marriage has been ended, right? Ava oda tagas baila, but if she's still married, then yachzer leisha, then you have to give it back to the wife, because Rabbi Yossi omer oda tagas baila yachzer leisha nesharmlo neskarsha lo yachzer lo lezeh lo lezeh. But again, because that's Rabbi Yossi shita, meaning it's not two opinions in the brisa, right? It really is only one. Okay, that's one possibility. Rav Papa, Amar Rav Papa says, "Lo lo tepach." Really, no, don't switch it around. Rabbi Yossi the different derabbanan kamarlu, because Rabbi Yossi is saying his statement within the sheet of the derabbanan. Meaning, he's saying, according to you, the halacha should still be this. Meaning, what he means to say is, "Ladi according to me, afilu nisamal nisgarsha nami lo chashin lepiron." Really, Rabbi Yossi does not care about the possibility that the loan is paid back, and therefore you can give it back to the woman in the case, right? In the case of the shksuba, but l'didchu, even according to you guys, that chashin l'peron, that you're nervous about payment, that maybe paid it back. Odeli mia, still admit to me that b'odet tachas bayla diachzer l'isha, right? That at least admit to me that if you're still married, right, that you should give it back to the wife. D'lav bas pironi, because she couldn't have gotten paid yet, right? Why would she be paid yet? Right? They're still married, right? The ksuba comes due when if they're divorced or the husband passes away. From the Rabbanan said back to him, Amor tsrari atbase, you could say no. You could say that the husband set up tsrarim, which means like, little means bundles, but it could be that he set up bundles for the ksuba, meaning it could be that he designated an item or many items or, you know, something for the ksuba, right? And therefore, it's not paid back, but it's set aside that she should, you know, not have to go through the hoops of collecting, and therefore, right, the you can give it back to the husband, and that's what the Chachamim were saying. Ravina, Amar Ravina says, La'olam tepoch, epoch kamaisa. Really, switch around. The first brisa, not the Chachamim, the ones who are not Choshin and Leperion, and Rabbi Yossi is Choshin and Leperion, and that's fine. Isn't there a stira in the Chachamim? The time of the Rabbanon, there isn't the Chachamim. Again, the Chachamim, we say the Tanakama, right, in the second brisa that says that you can't give the ksuba back to anybody. Mishum the Choshin and Leshtik Ksuba. So we're not concerned for Piron, but we're concerned for the fact that there are maybe two ksubas, maybe she lost one, right, and they wrote up another one because it's usher to stay married without a ksuba. And then right now this is the first one, right, so then we don't give it back because maybe now the woman shows up with two ksubas and the husband will have to pay too much. I have Rabbi Yossi, so why is Rabbi Yossi not concerned for that? So he says the shtei ksubas lo chayish, right, he's not concerned that is a situation. Okay, right. Good. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Good. So right. So just going back to what we said before, right, we had on the beginning, towards the beginning of today's daf, we had a machlokas. Had two guys holding on to a shtar. Good. And Rebbe says, right, the malva, right, can't get stuff, right, doesn't collect. Right, and then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that the yachloku, that you split it. So I'm Rabbi Lozer says machlokas. Now this is not the argument. What it means is yachloku, meaning the fact when you split, right, the shtar, quote unquote. That's b'shnei madugim b'tofes. That's when both of them are holding on to the tofes u'shneim b'toref, or both of them are holding on to the toref. I'll explain to this in a second. Al echad oduk b'tofes ve'echad oduk b'toref. But if one is holding on to one is holding on to the other. Zeh notal tofes v'zeh notal toref. Right, one of them, this guy who's take, they get whatever they're holding on to. Meaning you get the part of the star that you're holding on to, and that we'll see this. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar lo mecholku. Rabbi Yochanan says that no. And we'll see what that means, but really that they still have to split the shtar. Now, what's going on over here? So the toref and tofes, those are two different parts of the shtar. The toref is the main part, where we have the date and the people and the amount of money, etc. The tofes is like the rest of it. Like the tofes, literally means nowadays in Israel, like a tofes is a form. So, yeah, tofes is just stuff you fill out, but the toref is the main part of the shtar. So if both of them are holding the toref or the tofes, so then you split it. If, excuse me, if they're holding different ones, so then you, according to who's Rabbi Elazar, right? So then you would split the shtar like that, and then Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you always split it evenly. So Gemara says, one second, Vafilu echad aduk batofes vechad aduk batoref. Rabbi Yochanan says, really, lo lo mecholken, really split it, right, evenly, right? If one of them is holding the tofes, one of them is holding the Torah, if a tiny didn't learn their braces, then no tol ad makom she'edam agas. What do you mean? They're holding the shtar, right, on two separate sides. One of them, right, is the main part of the shtar. One of them is just the extra kind of, you know, legal mumbo jumbo. And we said, right, earlier, again, if they're holding a talis, right, you get as much as your hand is holding. So why would Rabbi Yochanan say you split it evenly? So Gemara says, lo tzricha dekai torah be'metziah. No, so what they're saying is, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that you're only going to split in a situation where the toref, right, is in the middle, so nobody's actually holding onto it. So Gemara says, "Well, yachi ma'ilam," meaning, and therefore they're holding on different sides. Good. So Gemara says, "Well, yachi ma'ilam emra." Well, okay, that's obvious. Meaning, if neither of them are holding on to the toref, to the main part of the shtar, so then obviously you split it. So Gemara says, "Lo tzricha demikarev gabeichad." Again, like we said with the gold, right, where the toref is closer to one of them, it's at the 3/4 mark, right, on the shtar, and it's closer to one of them. You might have thought, you might have thought you should split it so that he gets, right, split it down the middle, so therefore the guy who's closer to that Torah part gets the whole thing, and therefore, i.e., that's the part you can collect with. Right, polog hachi. No, why would you split it in that way, right? Split it down the middle, meaning perpendicularly, so that we should split, right, all of it, right, in down the middle. Okay, we're going to go right there on the Halakha Shas tomorrow. We're going to talk about more about this. We'll have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.